my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 11th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Anna Davey, and I'm 37 years old, and I'm from Reigate in Surrey.
And how are you doing today, Anna?
I'm good. I'm quite excited about the whole project. A little bit nervous, but generally excited.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
First of all, it was listening to Vanessa on BBC London on my way to work, and I just thought, well, why not? So I applied at work and heard a couple of months later.
And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I think it was the fact that it was Anthony Gormley doing the project, because I am a fan of his work, and also I just thought it would be fun to go to a place where I spent a lot of time, especially when I was at college, doing drawings and things anyway. I thought it would be fun to stand or sit on the plinth and carry on doing more.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was very excited, a little bit nervous, but I was very pleased and tried to think of lots of ideas.
So what are your ideas for your hour today?
It's quite a simple idea. I've decided to write a letter and do some drawings for a Japanese girl who I've written to for the last 27 years. And she knows nothing about the project, as far as I know. And I just wanted to document the day or the hour and let her know what I've been doing.
And who, could you talk a little bit about who this lady is, how long you've been in contact with her for?
Yeah, actually, I got in contact with her through an art teacher at school, she asked us if anyone wanted any pen friends from Japan when she was going out there, and I said yes, please. And my pen friend is somebody who she's very similar to me in that we both did illustration at college, and we both have lots of things in common, even though we don't really, we barely know each other on a personal level. But I thought this was something she'd be very interested in because she likes art.
And sorry, how long has it been going on for?
27 years, I know. We don't write frequently, it's normally once or twice a year, but it's kind of, we just keep it going, and I just thought this would be an ideal chance to write to her.
And have you ever actually met her in person?
I have, in London. I haven't been to Japan yet, but the plan is to go in a few years.
And how was it meeting her?
Really lovely and relaxed. Even though we had the language problem, I don't speak Japanese and she speaks minimal English. It was just really lovely. We just got on really well as people and had a drink and had a meal and enjoyed each other's company.
And what kind of things are you going to be discussing in the letter today?
I just wanted to tell her about the project, even banal things like what the weather's doing, perhaps describe what I can see, describe the people that I can see, and I'm going to take photographs as well, so give her an idea of what I'm doing up there. Also, I probably will write her a bit about what I've been doing in the last few months as well, because we haven't written for ages, so I just thought it'd be nice, a nice way of spending the hour.
So can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course.
Who you are, where you come from, what you do?
I'm a mother and a designer. I live in Reigate in Surrey, in the countryside, which is very nice. I've got two daughters, and I work part-time in publishing. And in my spare time, I try and keep up drawing and illustration because that's my real love in life.
Okay. And you're a designer, is that in illustration?
I actually design magazines for a company, but I get to do quite a lot of illustrations as well as part of that job, so that's really nice.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been employed for about 12 years, doing that sort of thing.
And do you enjoy what you do?
I love what I do. It's always what I wanted to do. So yes, I do. I think sometimes it'd be nice to do more of my own stuff, but I think I've got a happy medium.
And you said that you have a family?
I have got two daughters and a husband. And yeah, my daughters are 3 and 6 at the moment, so they're full of fun.
And so have you always been quite a creative person?
Yes. Apparently I used to draw all the time when I was a child. So my mum always had felt tip pens and things out for me. And through school, that was, even though I wanted to be a vet, I think art was always the way that I was naturally going to go. So, yes.
Okay. And just to go back to your Alan the Plinth, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I suppose, because I'm not naturally a particularly extrovert person, I'm a little bit nervous about being heckled and things like that, but on the other hand, I think that's just part of it and part of the fun. I'm kind of not really expecting anything other than I just want to enjoy it and just have an hour of time for me to do, you know, within the kind of limitations of the plinth, to do what I'd like to do.
Yeah. And are you doing it for anybody in particular?
Not as such. I think, I suppose if I was going to dedicate it to anyone, I should dedicate it to my family and my girls who are watching today, and also to my pen pals. I'm writing to her.
Okay. And what does this communication with your pen pal, what kind of that has that added to you as an individual?
I think it's just really lovely to have something so consistent in my life that's never kind of stopped, and having somebody who lives the other side of the world who has the same interests as me, who likes, she always sends beautiful things, and I just feel like I've just ended up with so much sort of beauty in my life in the way of lovely letters. She sends beautiful kind of papers and things like that, and beautiful objects, and I kind of, and I suppose it's inspired me to want to go to Japan as well, so
yeah. And what are your interests?
My biggest interest is art and photography, although I'm not a photographer. I like looking at other people's photographs. I like clothes, and I like my friends are very, very important, my family. Other than that, I'm not particularly sporty, but I like horses and I like swimming, and I like going out.
Okay. And how important is creativity to you? I know you do that for a living.
Yeah.
But does that also overlap into your free time?
Absolutely. Well, I do my own stuff, and I also like going to see other people's stuff. I try and go to galleries whenever I can. And we went to see the Sultan's Elephant in France, which was the most utterly amazing thing I think I've ever seen. Yes, I try and spend as much time sort of doing art stuff as possible, even if it means sometimes it's doing it online because it's difficult to get up into town sometimes.
And have you been following this project so far?
Yes, I haven't been too obsessed with it because I didn't want to kind of create this. I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. So I've just been watching the odd person doing it and just seeing how the website kind of works, and just see what other people have been doing as well, just so that I knew I was sort of going along the right lines.
And what do you think it's brought to the city?
I just think it's lovely that the fourth plinth is actually being used by people, and it's amazing having bronze statues on top of them, but I think it's lovely that people can do what they want for an hour, and I think it's probably attracted a lot of people into Trafalgar Square as well. It's nice that people have been able to promote charities and do whatever they want to do.
And as an individual, how do you think you'll contribute to the project as a whole?
I think, well, just by being up there and by being me, I suppose, and being an individual that's part of this big project, I think that's probably how I can best describe it.
So you're on the plinth, what are you actually bringing up with you?
I've got a lovely 70s sun chair, And I've got art materials, some airmail paper and some pens, and a cagoule and an umbrella, which hopefully I won't need.
And are you wanting to engage with the public whilst you're up there?
I think I might do. I'll see how I go. I'll just get settled in first and see how we go. But I thought if I get a little bit kind of freaked out by it, I could just put my nose in the letter and just carry on. But yeah, I'll see how we go.
Yeah. And I mean, letter writing is quite kind of an isolated experience.
Yeah.
are you wanting to kind of close yourself off a little bit?
I suppose, the safety of having something that I could do rather than thinking I don't want to communicate with anyone. I think it's like when you're on a train and you have a book, then weirdos don't come up to you on the train. Whereas I suppose if I had something to do for the hour that would absorb me, if there was no one there or if I felt a bit freaked out by it, then it would be something to involve myself in.
And this is quite a weird question, but your letter writing style, has that developed since you've been writing to her? Do you write apart from letter writing, or?
I don't write things like books or anything like that. Just letters seems to be the thing. I'm not really a writer as such, but I suppose the letters have come on because her English has got better. So yes, in that sense.
Okay, great. What kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
I think more than anything, I'll be proud of myself for doing it in the first place. And it will just be lovely to see London from this viewpoint, which I will never ever have a chance to do again. That's probably what I want to do most of all.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Fine. I'm going to pretend the camera's not there, I think. That's the best way to be. If I think about it too much, then yeah, it might be a bit scary.
And have you got anybody with you in particular today?
I've got my family, my mum, and my stepdad, my husband and my girls, and I've got friends as well coming to support me.
And when will you be sending this letter? As soon as you can? Or?
Yeah, I was going to do Polaroids and send it immediately, but I couldn't get hold of a Polaroid film in the last week or so. So I'm going to have to print my photographs off because I want that to be part of it. But yes, the letter will go as soon as I've got everything collated.
And you said you're quite interested in photography?
Yes.
Is that something you've been doing for a while? Is that just vocational?
Totally vocational. I've always been totally in awe of photographers. I've got a few friends who are photographers who are starting to be quite successful, and I just think their work is amazing, and I think it's something I'll probably never do more than as a hobby, but yes, I do love it.
And what do you normally take photos of? What's your subject matter?
I take pictures of my children, but I try and do it in maybe in sort of slightly odd circumstances, or if I can get a good background or something that's not just, you know, in the garden or something like that, then I do like sort of abandoned buildings are always quite good. But anything really that comes away. I like doing photographs on holiday as well.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Most important is my family and my friends, art, and just generally being healthy, I think.
And career-wise, are you happy where you're going at the moment?
Yeah, I think, again, my priority are the children at the moment, so I'm happy with what I'm doing. My company have been very good to me and very flexible, so yes, I'm perfectly happy at the moment. Yeah.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I suppose I'm quite laid back most of the time, and I'm tall, because obviously you can't see me, I suppose I'm quite happy most of the time. I'm quite optimistic as well, so yeah, that's about it.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think you've covered it all.